We are learning Maseches Brachos Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the last words of Yudal Rav and Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Haroitzu Sheyakabel Olav Ol Machos Shemayim Shleima. If someone wants to Mekabel Ol Machos Shemayim, which is means Kriya Shema, he wants to do it b'shleimus. Yifne, first of all, Yifne, he should go to the bathroom, check himself. He doesn't have to go to the bathroom before davening. V'yitol Yodav, he should wash his hands. V'niach Tefillin, put on Tefillin. Yikra Kriya Shema. This is a complete Malchus Shemayim. This Kriya Shema with a tefillah after going to the bathroom and washing your hands, that's a Shleimus. It's a complete Malchus Shemayim. Anyone who checks himself goes to the bathroom before davening, washes his hands, and davens. Such a chash of a tefillah, it's gilu you built a mizbeach. The hikar v'lov carbon, you brought a carbon on it. What do you see that? The pasuk says, "The chsev erchatz b'nei koyin kapay v'sevei v'es mizbeachacha." If someone makes himself clean through going to the bathroom and he washes his hands, then it's like surrounding the mizbeach. It's gilu he was makar v'carbon on the mizbeach. Like the pasuk says again, "Erchatz b'nei koyin kapay v'sevei v'es mizbeachacha Hashem." Omli Rava. Rav wants to say that not a chizvin's pasuk. Lo yisov le'mar ki'ilu toval. It's even more than that. It's ki'ilu is toval his whole guf. Tichsev erchatz b'nekoyen. Lo k'siv erchatz kapay. It's extra work b'nekoyen. It's mashma. He himself, his whole entire being becomes clean. So it's ki'ilu he was toval. You know, you're not mechuyev to be toval before tefillah, but it's ki'ilu you were toval in a mikvah before tefillah just by doing this whole step of cleaning yourself and washing your hands and everything. It's ki'ilu toval kol gufay. Even though all you did was wash your hands. Amar Ravina la Rava, Chazi Mar Hay Tzurvim Rabbanon, the Osim Rava of Amar, said, do you see that Tzurvim Rabbanon that came from Ritzurv of Amar, and he said, Psak, Mishain Le Mayim Lirchot Yodav, if someone does not have water to wash his hands before davening, Mekaneach Yodav Ba'ofar, he can wipe his hands clean on Ofar, on sand, or Ritzurv, or a rock, or a kismis, or a splinter. If he has no water, he should at least, you know, rub his hands against something to clean it. On Malay Shapakama, I like what he's saying, because it's arrived from the pasuk. Miksiv erchatz b'mayim, doesn't say you should wash your hands with water. V'nekoyen ksiv, as long as it gets clean, kol midi the menaki, anything that could clean his hand, that's enough. And the Rav Chista, even so far, the Rav Chista layit aman demhada maya b'idon telusa. Rav Chista used to scream and curse anyone who, when it came time to daven, came to zman kriya shema, and he said, oh, I need water, I can't say Shema. He said, no, just wipe your hands on something that the Menachi. Just wipe your hands on something and don't miss Zman Kriya Shema for that. And Zakhtar Marva, Hanimili Kriya Shema, L'tvila Mahada, for davening you should look after water. Like Rashi says, because there yet, the Chol HaYom Zmanahu. Tosis takes issue with that L'chara, there's also Zman Tvila also. And therefore Tosis argues, and he's not gerus this, but Afi Rashi Gerus is that dafka of Kriya Shema, but tefillah you should look for, you should spend some time looking for water, because it's there's no zman tefillah, the daven really technically the whole day. So Rashi says, vad kama, or Rashi just means is you have an extra hour, maybe you have more time. Vad kama, or you have till chatzos. That's what Rashi means. You have to know how to answer Rashi. Vad kama, until how far do you have to go for tefillah to look for water? How far do you have to travel? Ad parsa. A parsa is 4 mil. You have to travel ad parsa. It's only front, you know, if you're on a trip to go towards your destination. To go backwards, out of your way, then I fill a mil in a chayza. You don't have to go more than a mil. We name mil hude in a chayza. Hapachos mil chayza. I see from there that a mil hude in a chayza. Hapachos mil chayza. You see from there that, but a mil, up to a mil, less than a mil, up to a mil, you do have to go back to look for water. Like upon him, what you do see from this Gemara is how important it is to wash your hands before tefillah. And all three tefillahs it means. It means shachris, mincha, amarv. Shachris, most people already have washed their hands for negelvasa, for netilas adayim. And so if they learn and go straight to daven, it could be a yoytza. But it's a big zeros, people before they daven marv, before they daven mincha, they should wash their hands before they go to daven. Zok to Mishnah Vayta. Hakore es shema v'lo yishmiya lo oznoi. Yotza. Someone reads Shema, he learns Shema, and he doesn't say loud enough that he could hear himself. Still, Tanakama is Yotza. We'll see in the Gemara that Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda. Yotza Yotza. Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a Yotza. He says, no, you are not Yotza. You have to be able to hear yourself talking. It could be whispering, but it has to be enough that you can hear yourself talking. That's one halacha shema. If you have to meshmiya ozda v'nat, mechlekes Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosi. Huda holds yoytze, Rabbi Yosi holds not yoytze. Karav lo didik by v'sisah. Let's say someone lain shema, but he wasn't medaktik by v'sisah. He didn't say it clearly. He garbled the words a little bit. Rabbi Yosi amal yotze. Rabbi Yosi says yoytze. Huda ima here. Rabbi Huda is the machmer. Huda ima lo yotze. You're not yoytze. A karav ma'freya lo yotze. Someone reads shema backwards. He's not yoytze. We saw in the Gemara before drasha for that. Here the Mishnah is telling us the halacha lo yotze. If someone's leaning Shema and he made a mistake and he forgot where he was, he goes back to the place where he made a mistake. And we'll see the Gemara will elaborate that on that a little more. So the Gemara Vaita. First we're going to deal with the first machlokes about someone who leans Shema and cannot hear himself talking is a Yotze or not. The machlokes Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Huda. My time with Rabbi Yosi who says you're not Yotze. So the Gemara, Moshim Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Shema. And Shema Yisrael says Shema, and that teaches us, Hashmei la'ozducha ma'asha ha'tamoytzi v'picha. You have to listen, you have to hear with your ears what you say from your mouth. But Tanakam is over, Shema b'chol lashon teshmei. Tanakam uses lashon drash for something else. So Shema means, I can say b'chol lashon, dan dafka lashon akarish, I can say in other languages also. Rabbi Yosi, Tati Shema, he says, I understand both from this. First of all, you can say it in any language, and you have to hear it. So Rabbi Yosi still holds that you have to hear it, and not, you're not yotze. You have a cherish who's a medaber in a shmeya, so he's called a bardas. Any cherish who could talk, even though he can't hear, is called a bardas. But the problem is he can't hear. So lo yitrim, you should not take chuma. Why not? Because when you take chuma, you have to make a bracha. And a bracha that you can hear is not a bracha at least. Because you can't hear yourself. It's like Shema. It's like Shema is not good. The fear of Yasi of making a bracha won't be good either. But if Taram Chuma said Chuma. But if you did Chuma, you're not supposed to do it. But if you did it, it works. So man tana cherish hamadav in shemeya the evident lechatchila loy. Who's the man in my hold that a cherish who could talk but he can't hear? That means he can't hear himself. Who holds that's only the evident lechatchila? Is it Rav Yehuda or Rav Yasi? On Rav Chista Rav Yasi. Rav Yasi. The tana na cherish Shema v'lo yishmiya alaz na yotza. The Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi of a lo yotze. Rabbi Yosi holds you're not yotze. So Rabbi Yosi holds not yotze. So why is chuma? No, so it's good. So I'd kind of come Rabbi Yosi lo yotze. I'll give a kriya shema deraisa. Only got a kriya shema deraisa. You're not yotze. Aval truma v'shem brachu u'bracha derabanan v'loy v'bracha talya milsa. He says by chuma, the whole din you have to say a bracha is only derabanan. So that's why the chatchila you can't take off chuma because you're not going to be yotze the bracha. But the chuma is a chuma. Why? Because the whole din bracha is only derabanan. So therefore, the chuma works even though I don't make a bracha. So therefore, even though Rabbi Yosi holds that by the rices you're not yotze, by the derabanan he holds you are yotze. It's only a din derabanan you have to say a bracha, and for that you're yotze. But the chatchila you can't do it. So he's saying that this mishnah says it can't be tayrim a cherish that could talk and can't hear himself talk, can hear himself, is going according to Rabbi Yosi and not Rabbi Huda. Why not? Because we're assuming now that Rabbi Yehuda holds that even lechatchila you could say Shema if you can't hear yourself. So then if you could say Shema lechatchila, so you could take Chumah lechatchila. So it can't fit in this Mishnah which says, lo yitrin. But the Gemara has a kash on that. Who says Rabbi Yosi? Maybe Dilma Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's really Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Yoytza. No, it's only the Eved. And then it fits perfectly by Chumah also. It's not lechatchila. And tell you, I'll bring a raya that our Mishnah that says that the Yotza is only b'di'evet. The Ketani ha-kayre. The Lashon Mishnah is ha-kayre Shema. If you lay in Shema, v'lishmi Allah is no Yotza. It's mashma, he did it already. That's b'di'evet. The Ketani ha-kayre, the evet in l'chatchila loy. So it sounds like he's only matel b'di'evet, not l'chatchila. So you could learn the Mishnah by Truma is going even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Amri, no. Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds, even lechatchila you could say Shema, even a lechmiya leoznai. But Haidik Tony Akairi, that's why does it say Loshon Di'eved? Now the Yach Koyach of Rabbi Yosi, the Omer Di'eved Nami Loi, teach us that even if you did it already, still if Rabbi Yosi not Yotze. The Yir Rabbi Yehuda, I feel lechatchila Nami Yotze. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, really Yotze lechatchila, and you could say lechatchila. Therefore, we're saying that the Mishnah in the Mishnah that talks about Chuma, the Mishnah in Mesnechtas Chumas is only talking about, only going according to Rabbi Yosi. It cannot stem according to Rabbi Yehuda. Great thing, Mark, because Rabbi Yehuda holds the Chatchila, he could do it, and he could take off Chuma. Great thing, Gemara, Maya Kimtok, Rabbi Yosi. We're saying that's going according to Rabbi Yosi. Elo HaTanya, there's a Brice that says like this, Lo Yivarech Odom Berech HaSamazin Beliba. You shouldn't say Berech HaSamazin Beliba. And then Berech, if you said it, you know, without hearing yourself, Yotza. Rashi says, "Believe by means loya shmiya la ozda." You didn't speak out the word. You didn't speak out the words enough to hear yourself. So when birech yotzos, here we have a brayis. It says a case that lechatchila can't do it, and but the evidence works. Who is that? Money. Lo Rabbi Yosi, lo Rabbi Yehuda. Lefi what you're saying till now, it's not Rabbi Yosi, not Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda amar lechatchila nami yotza. We just said for Rabbi Yehuda, you even let it do it lechatchila. And we said the Mishnah says hakari but the evidence just to say lechatchila for Rabbi Yosi. See Rabbi Yehuda amar lechatchila nami yotza. Rabbi Yosi, the Eved Amilai. If it's going to Rabbi Yosi, and even in the Eved, it can't be Yotze. Even with the Eved, it can't be Yotze. So what, who's this Brice of Berachas HaMazon going to? So Mara says back to you, Elamai Yotze, Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, but the Eved and the Chathir Eloi. So Elamai, what do you want to prove? That Rabbi Yehuda, this Brice of Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda holds that even Rabbi Yehuda holds, Lechathila, you can't be say Shema or benching if you can't hear yourself. And if that was true, by true, Moshe could be Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda holds even with the Eved doesn't work. So if that's true, I have a different kasha for you. Elohadu Tani Rabbi Yehuda Reid Rabbi Yeshua Ben Pazi. This is Rabbi Yehuda the Amira that says Berei Rabbi Yeshua Ben Pazi that says Cheresh Hamadaber VeEinoy Shemei. This may not be maybe a mistake. Not Amira, but it's not the Rabbi Yehuda Ben Mishta. Rabbi Yehuda Berei Rabbi Yeshua Ben Pazi has a brisa that says Cheresh Hamadaber VeEinoy Shemei. It says, so now we have a third shita here. We have a shita that says, Klar, you could do lechatchila. Now, if there's no Rabbi Yehuda like that, money, loy Rabbi Yehuda, loy Rabbi Yosi. Because Rabbi Yehuda, we finished saying now, how about the evidence lechatchila? And we said, that's the brisa of Berachas HaMazon. Rabbi Yosi, if it's Rabbi Yosi, we know for sure, how about the evidence loy, not Yaitza. So who's this going according to? Ella, because it's this lechatchila, and Ella la oilam Rabbi Yehuda. So must be Rabbi Yehuda. Vafilu lechatchila nami. So you have to say this is really Rabbi Yehuda. This Tanya Rabbi Yehuda read Rabbi Shimon Pazi that says if there are tarim lechatchila, it's Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda of our Mishnah is lechatchila, and the Mishnah of Chumais must be Rabbi Yosi. Ah, you had a kasha that says lo yivarach adam birchas hamazon b'libay ven birech yatzah. That sounds like there was din lechatchila not this bench. If you can't hear it, like kasha, hadi day, hadi rabbi. We have a Rabbi Yehuda v'shem is Rabbi. The Tanan Rabbi Yehuda, I remember Shmuel Blazer Mazari. Akar Yishma tzarich she'ashmi la oznoi. Someone who leans Shema, he has to be mashmi la oznoi. Shenema Shema Yisrael Shema Kena Shema Chod. And tzarech is mashma only lechatchila. Tzarech is mashma only lechatchila. So we have here Rabbi Yehuda v'shem is Rabbi that lechatchila only you have to say mashmi la oznoi. Ramey says back, I'm not Rameyer, this is a new shita, Hare Oimer, Shonich Mitzav Chayim, Alavecha, Echa Kavanas Lev, Hainan Advarim. Everything goes Basa Kavanas Lev, you don't have to hear yourself talk. So what do you see from this brisa? That there is a shita, Rehud B'Shem Rabbi holds, that Lechatchila, you can't lane if you can't hear it. You can't lane Shema if you can't hear yourself. So if he's there, we can have the three shitas. Rehud himself holds that Lechatchila is Mutter, Rehud B'Shem is Rabbi holds Lechatchila not, Rabbi Yehuda holds, but the Evan not. But the Gemara says, "Hash to Asla Hachi." I feel the Rehuda Karabis Vele. If you have now you have this Rameyer now who says that's Lechatchila. You don't need a Rehuda to argue on his Rabbi. Really, Rabbi Yehuda could hold like his Rabbi. That Lechatchila is also. You had a problem that you had a Rehuda Breder of Shuv and Pazi that says Tarim Lechatchila. Teretz says that's going according to Rameyer. Like Hasha Hara Meyer Hara Yehuda. One's Rameyer and one's Rabbi Yehuda. So come out the three shitas. Either it could be Tarim Lechatchila or Tarim only Bidi Eved. Or even not Yaitza by Kriya Shema Berachas HaMazon, you're not even Yaitza. And we're saying Rabbi Yosi is the one who holds not Yaitza, Rameya holds it's Chatchila, and Rabbi Yehuda it's a Shaila. Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi holds it's only Mutter B'di'evet. But Yehuda himself it's a Shaila, he holds like his Rabbi, or he doesn't hold like his Rabbi.